Food is fuel. The better the fuel, the higher you go. Stop eating and start fueling. Every time you say, hey, what time is it? It's time to go eat. No, it's time to fuel up. See, if people would fuel up more than eat, they wouldn't have to have diets. You know, all these people that try diets don't work. You know that. Everybody knows diets don't work, even the people trying them. It's the foods you eat, folks. What you eat affects your attitude. You know, this whole series has been about success. How do you create success in your life? Well, you create a lot of money and a great business, but you don't feel good. Maybe you're overweight, or you don't feel good about yourself, or you're not running with high levels of energy. It might be about the food you eat. It might be about the fuel you put in your body. You know, what you eat affects your attitude. You know, eat hamburgers and tacos every day. I promise you that you're going to feel lethargic. You're going to feel tired. You're going to feel possibly depressed, irritated, and definitely unfocused. See, if I put tacos in your car, it wouldn't run very well, would it? If I poured Diet Coke in your car, it wouldn't run very well. Consider that you have a high-performance machine. Consider this machine costs billions of dollars to reproduce. Consider that this machine is capable of producing incredible things and going incredible places. Maybe even this machine could change the world. What fuel would you give this machine? What fuel would you put in this very expensive, very difficult to duplicate, high performance machine so that it can maximize its full potential? You're that machine. You know that you're capable of way more than you're doing right now. How many agree with that statement? That you're capable of doing way more than you are doing right now with your life. How many agree with that? I know I'm capable of more, maybe 100, maybe 1,000, maybe 1,000,000 times more than I'm doing right now. See, I want to reach my full potential. I want you to reach your full potential. One way to do that is start watching what you eat. I watch what I eat. Not as a way of depriving myself. I've never been on a diet my whole life. Not as a way of, you know, oh no, you can't have that food, that's bad for you. But a way of treating myself in a way that promotes me into feeling good, to feel motivated, to feel successful. See, production makes me feel good. Production makes all people feel good. Creative, clear thinking makes me feel good. When I'm focused, clear, up, tone, I feel good. When I have lots of energy, I feel good. When I'm positive and I'm optimistic, I feel good. And when I don't eat well, I don't feel good. I remember when I was 26 years old, a number of years ago now, I was in pretty good physical shape. Every day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I crashed every day. And I went to a nutritionist. I went to a doctor first. Hey, what's wrong with me? And they start probing and asking questions. And hey, they don't know what's wrong with anybody, because the truth is nothing's wrong with anyone except our attitude. And maybe what you eat, maybe the fuel, maybe the information you put in your mind, the fuel you put in your body. What you say to yourself and what you eat could be affecting how you operate. I went to a nutritionist. The guy said, what do you have every day at noon? I mean, it was so simple. It was incredible. I said, well, man, what'd you eat today, Grant? He said, are you tired today? I said, I'm wiped out, man. Just so tired. 1:15 in the afternoon, I'm wiped out completely. He's like, you do drugs? No. You do alcohol? No. What'd you eat for lunch? I said, man, I had a Reuben sandwich. He says, man, the Reuben's wiping you out, pal. How do you feel after a Thanksgiving turkey? Huh? How do you feel after having a big Thanksgiving dinner? Now, it's either you ate too much or the chemicals in the turkey or both. You feel good? Do you feel good after a Thanksgiving dinner, man, when you can't move? You undo your belt. You're like, you sit on the couch and you go into a coma. That don't feel good. You ate so much you can't move, and you ate foods that are designed to drop you because they're loaded up with things that, you know, put you asleep. Did you know that digestion takes more energy than any other activity involved in your body? Digesting food takes more energy than any other activity you're involved with on a daily basis. So the denser the food, the more energy it takes. You know, high grease, high preservative foods with lots of additives take a lot of time to digest. Foods that have been dead long periods of time, that have been manufactured, fast foods, take a lot of time to digest and a lot of energy. That might be why you're lethargic. Might be why you're bored. Or I'm bored. You're not bored, man. You're like weighted down. You know, mom told you, finish your plate. You remember when you were a little kid? Finish your plate. Eat all your food. Hey, you need to stop finishing the plate. I never, ever finish all the food on my plate. Me and Steve went to lunch today. I didn't finish my plate. I stopped when I was full. I leave food on my plate almost every meal. How many of you? Oh, finish it all, man, finish it all. How much can they give you? Would you eat that too? Come on, you're not gonna have any energy left over, folks. Have you ever met a motivational speaker that was overweight? I doubt it. I doubt it. And if they are overweight, I'm gonna tell you, they won't be motivating people very long because they're not gonna feel motivated. People aren't gonna follow them. Remember, I've never been on a diet my whole life. I exercise every day and I eat good foods. What I do is I trick myself. I eat smaller, more frequent meals more often. If you talk about people that exercise a lot and you know, weightlifters and professionals, they say, hey, eat small, frequent meals. I eat 5 times a day, not 3 times. I eat 3 times, I'm starving between meals. So when I finally get to a meal, I'm like, I gotta get it now. This whole thing about lack and no abundance. Quit starving yourself, folks. Eat when you need to eat. To do that, you need to surround yourself with good foods. Let me tell you what my diet is. For any of those of you who want to know what I eat, okay? This is what I eat. I eat anything I want, okay? I got licorice in there right now. I go eat licorice. But you know what? I'm gonna snack on a piece of licorice. I'm not gonna eat 3 pounds of it. All right? I eat things like this. You're in my refrigerator, you're seeing cantaloupe, watermelon already cut up in big bowls. So it's easy for me to get to. You're gonna see a salad about this big and about this deep and about this round. I can go in there anytime I want and grab as much salad. I got every organic green you can put in a salad. I just go to the grocery store once a week and I buy as much as I can. I cut it all up at the same time and I'm loaded up with vegetables. I eat lots of organic proteins like turkey, mixed turkey, you know, with basil in it. I can throw it on the stove. I can, what do you do with it on the stove? You get it ready, you cook it, right? And I can be ready on a quick meal. I don't go to McDonald's. I don't eat tacos. You know, if I eat tacos, it's gonna be stuff that's good for me, that tastes good. I drink lots of water. You know how much water I drink? I drink a half of my body weight in ounces of water every day. That's what they say you should drink. This is 6, I'd add 2 to this, and I'd have enough for a day. I try to drink one of these an hour. Keeps my energy good. A lot better to drink water than it would be to drink, say, you know, this, your old friend, Mr. Diet Coke. I own a bunch of apartments here in town. This will actually clean the toilets. This will actually melt down a ribeye in 3 days. So what does it do to you? Come on, please, this doesn't belong in your body. You know, I'll have a couple of sips of that a day. I don't refrain from drinking that. I don't drink 4 or 5 cans of it. I load up with water. I drink protein, I eat salads every day. I load up with fruits. You see fruits, vegetables, proteins, eggs. You see lots of water. So this is what I do. I wake up in the morning, I have a protein for breakfast, okay? I exercise, have a protein for breakfast. I drink water throughout the day. I might have a small snack somewhere around 10 o'clock in the morning. At noon, I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna have protein or salad for lunch. 3 p.m. in the afternoon, I'm gonna load up with fruits to get my energy, to get a natural sugar in my system. 5 p.m., I'm gonna have another protein, probably a fish and a salad. I never, ever eat dinner after 8 p.m. I avoid pastas, breads, caffeine. I never drink alcohol. I won't do any kind of drugs, including, this might seem extreme to you, won't do Advil, won't do aspirin, won't do ibuprofen, won't do them, because they block my ability to think clearly. What's ibuprofen for? What does it do? It blocks the ability to feel pain, which is blocking a lot of other stuff, like to think clearly, to make good decisions. I don't want that in my system. Notice all things that are sold by the manufacturers they make billions and billions of dollars of need millions and millions of people to buy. They're probably not good for you. Anything that doesn't make me feel energized and clear-headed, I just don't do it. See, I want to feel good. I want to feel good before, during, and after the event. I'm not against anything, okay? I'm not like some kind of fanatic. Oh no, you can't drink this, you can't drink that, you can't eat this. I'm not a fanatic about foods, but I want to do things that make me feel good because I want to feel good about my life. So I keep fruits and vegetables readily available. I drink a bottle of water every hour. I eat smaller meals more frequently. I eat as much organic as I can possibly pay for, rather than stuff that's just, you know, farmed. Foods today are different than foods were 50 years ago, folks. So you need to get a hold of the best foods you can. Food is fuel. Without fuel, you will be without energy. The better the fuel, the better you feel. The better you will perform and the more you will produce. And the more you produce, the better you're gonna feel. So look at the foods you eat, change it into fuel, and put the best fuel you can into your great system that you have.